everybody.
Hello.
Didn't think I was going to come in here, did you? Well, Robin and I just got back from a month-long trip. It was long. I know Bob was glad to see us go and sad to see us get back. Because I always got stuff for him to do. Just kidding. It's an interesting trip. I went to get work done on the motorhome. Robin went to pick up a new camper. But we went with the thing in the forefront of our minds to seek out what God would have us do wherever we were. Amen. And we met some interesting people. And the Lord let me minister to one man in particular. And I think, I pray that it'll be a beginning for a fellowship in Arizona. We also met a man. It's quite interesting. He is thoroughly convinced that he was a fallen angel and that he died twice and God forgave him and everything. And he's great friends with God. And it's his lifelong desire to go out and teach his gospel, if you will, to everybody. And there was no way this guy was going to hear anything. He's not a fallen angel, but he is a son of perdition. But we also had other things happen to him down at Quartzsite, California. But, you know, been hearing a lot of talk about faith, about moving forward. I want to read a little scripture for you. And, yeah, it's in Luke, chapter 9, verse 62. Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. I've heard this preached when I was young, that once you start out to serve God, if you fall back, you're lost. Anybody else ever hear it that way? Yep. But God is merciful. Amen. And God is good. And he made me read it again. And again. And again. And again. Until I got it. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit. The key word there is fit. It means not ready. Doesn't say he's going to hell. Doesn't say he can't get fit. Just said he's not ready. He's not ready for the kingdom of God. How many times the people that are listening to me right now have gotten excited in a service, gone to a revival, got excited, and they've made up their mind they're going to go forth and they're going to preach and they're going to minister and they're going to serve God. And then something happened and they fall back. I know some listening out there have had that happen to them. It's happened to me. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't mean you're lost. It just means you're not ready. So what do you do to get ready? You recognize the fact that you're an idiot, that you fell backwards, or you quit, or you put your faith in the wrong thing. And then you go forward and do it again. And you do it again. And you do it again. And you keep doing it again until you don't fall back. And see, when that happens, then you're ready. And that's when the power of God is going to come into your life and move in you. See, the other thing here says kingdom of God doesn't say kingdom of heaven. That's a difference. The kingdom of God is the spiritual realm here. The kingdom of heaven is eternity on what I call planet heaven. That's where God dwells. So, the kingdom of God is to walk in that realm, that spirit realm that Paul talked of, walking in the spirit, not after the flesh. When you walk after the Spirit, you're walking by pure faith. In everything you do, it's by faith. You get up in the morning by faith. You eat your food by faith. You talk to somebody by faith. You focus your sight on the fact that your faith is in Jesus Christ. And in what he does. Because you see, your salvation is based on his faith. It was his faith that made him go to the cross. It was his faith that let him endure the punishment and the horrible things that happened to him prior to the cross. It is by his faith that he gave up the Spirit. And said it was done. It was his by his faith that he entered into hell and took the keys of hell and death from the devil. It was by his faith that he crossed over that place that no man could cross into Abraham's bosom. It was by his faith that he spoke to the captives in hell and said, come on, I've come to set you free. It's by his faith that he was raised up from the dead and brought those in Abraham's bosom with him. It was by his faith that he sat down on the right hand of the Father. It is by his faith that he poured his blood upon the horns of the altar. And it is by his faith that he will bring you through. If you will use your faith to believe him. And as you do that, you will become fit for the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
Be not like the seed spoken of in the seed and the sower that fell among the thorns and thistles. For they fell aside because of the cares of the world and deceitfulness of riches. The cares of the world being fear, anxiety of what people would think and do. A lot of people are afraid to go out and preach because they're afraid of being rejected. I rejoice when I'm rejected because Jesus was rejected before I was. I rejoice when I'm rejected for telling the truth because Paul the apostle was also rejected. Let me be rejected for telling the truth. Now, if I'm rejected because I'm a jerk, that's another story. But I'll even glory in that because it gives me an opportunity to confess and stand up and try again.
Amen.
So, be not confused and be not set back. The deceitful flow of riches is that you've got to have money to do things. God provides those things we need. And then he'll keep providing the things we need. It may be a lot today and a little tomorrow. But that's only because we need a lot today and we don't need as much tomorrow. Amen? Think of manna. When God fed the children of Israel in the desert with manna, he told them, only take what you could eat. And those that tried to hoard it, what happened? It rotted. Turned to worms and yuck. And the only exception was take on Saturday or on Friday, take for Saturday as well, for the Sabbath. But if you tried to take more than you needed, it would rot on you. See, God teaches us something in that. I receive manna from God every day. Amen. Every day I receive His manna, whether it be in the form of food or supplies or need on the road. Maybe it's a full tank of gas. Whatever it is, it's God supplying my needs. And I am sufficient in those needs that He supplies. Amen.
Amen.
And when our faith is in Him and what He says and does, then where's fear? Where is worry? They flee before us as darkness does from light. Be not afraid. Amen. Be not afraid. But I don't care how far you fall. I don't care how far you go down. I don't care how bad you screw up. Our God is bigger and He is greater. We screw up not to hurt God, not even to hurt ourselves, but we screw up so that God can show us we're not yet fit for the kingdom of God. And it's not that we are to give up, but we're to rejoice and know that the trying of our faith works patience, long-suffering, to where now we can walk in the kingdom of God in His power. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm done. Good preaching.